Welcome to the Short Term Show, the show about short-term rentals and long-term wealth, with real property owners hosting real properties who are crushing it in the vacation and short-term rental space. And here's your host, Avery Carl.
Do you want to get more out of your short-term rental? Purchase your next vacation rental using the Short-Term Shop and gain access to our free weekly mastermind, the Management Monday Mastermind. Each week we cover different topics and have industry experts presenting content for your enjoyment and success. If you're not already a client, start your journey at theshorttermshop.com and join us every Monday for our free client-only mastermind. TheShortTermShop.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Short Term Show. Today I have a very cool guest. I have Philip Kennard. He is the founder of Future Stay, which is a cool property management operating system that I am really excited to hear all about. How's it going, Philip?
It's going awesome. Thank you very much, Avery, for having me on. As I was chatting with you about earlier, I've listened to, I think, like every episode of your podcast in the past week and a half. so you've been my morning commute partner, even though you haven't known it for the past couple of days. So I appreciate it and good to be here.
Well, hopefully I haven't been too boring.
Hey, I'm still here. I'm excited. So
awesome. Well, Philip, first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a lifelong entrepreneur. I'm a kind of like the very typical serial entrepreneur, I guess, prototypical guy. Started programming when I was a kid and got my first commercial contracts when I was 15 years old before I went to college, started a software company right afterwards, and then sold it a little bit after college. And that's actually kind of like many people in the short-term rental industry. I became a rentalpreneur by mistake, right? I thought that I was going to be a fancy whiz-bang, you know, tech millionaire bro in living in New York. So I went out and I got a nice apartment in Greenwich Village. And then I quickly realized that because I no longer had any actual income, because I just sold my company, I could not afford to like do anything else. And so the way that I made ends meet was by renting that apartment out on Craigslist. Actually, this was before Airbnb was like super popular. It existed, but it was kind of at the beginning of the journey. And I learned the hard way, I think like many of us do, that like short-term rentals is not easy. That just because it's accessible and anyone can get into it does not mean that you can succeed easily without the right strategies, habits, and tools. And for me, being a tech guy, the way I solved that problem was to build something, right? That's kind of what I do, especially when I didn't have a job at that point in time because I'd sold my company. So I built Future Stay, and my goal for building Future Stay was to make it really, really easy for myself as an individual rentalpreneur, not a big company. I had no staff, I had nothing really, you know, to have that kind of same punching power that a professional would have. You know, I wanted to be able to take bookings online. I wanted to be able to see all my reservations in one place. This was when online bookings first started getting popular. So I wanted to be able to send people on Craigslist a link to book, as opposed to, I mean, Avery, I don't know if you ever sold or bought anything on Craigslist, but the last thing you ever want is someone trying to show up to your house on Craigslist, like with a bag of money. Like it's not worth like anything to take money out of the physical money out of the transaction. I don't want to get robbed in my own apartment, right? And standing in New York. So I really built it to make that process easier and to make it so that me and people kind of like me that were figuring out what to do when they just wanted to build some wealth from SCR could easily do that using short-term rentals. And the company's evolved a lot from there. We'll talk more about that later on. But that was the kind of beginning of the journey.
Okay, that's funny. My very first exposure to short-term rentals was also in New York City. Back Airbnb had just started, but my roommate's boyfriend was in a band. And when he would go on tour, he would rent his house. It was on Graham Street in Brooklyn, like right between, you know, East Williamsburg or Bushwick, depending on who's talking about it. And that's kind of was my first experience with that, was him doing that. So pretty cool. Small world.
What year are we talking about? Because as you probably recall, right, Airbnb in those days was like couch surfing with, you know, a little bit more showers in between, right? I mean, it was very, very like freeform at the beginning of the journey. And so, yeah, what year are you talking about?
This would have been probably like 09 or 10. And they did have, so he did, he was making decent money on his actual room. So they walled off the living room and made it a third room that they put on Airbnb. And then there was a couch in their kitchen that people would rent to spend the night on Airbnb. And I thought that was the scariest thing ever. There was one time I went over there and there was a girl who was renting it. Just, she was from Europe. And I'm like, man, you have no idea who all these boys are in this house. And you are renting the couch in the kitchen that's like out in front of everybody. That's that was classic, a little too much for me.
Classic early days vacation rental, short-term rental experience. Like, you know, and like I had a, my apartment was a studio in Greenwich Village. It was a big studio, but it was still just a studio, right? It wasn't like a loft. It was, that's what they told me it was. It was really a studio, but it was, but you could rent anything at that point in time. So like I was renting that out as a two bedroom. We just put up fake walls and you just rented it out and you could, you know, make, instead of making, you know, 200 a night, you could make 600 a night, right? Or 500 a night because people would just cram in. And so that helped me really make ends meet. The tough part for me, and I think probably like, you know, for a lot of people at that point in time and still today, is like learning what those tips and tricks are. That's not a trick you should do anymore, right? No, that's not a good plan. But like what the current tips and tricks are, like what are the right ways to make, to be successful in STR? And I think, you know, we learn, like you and I probably learned a lot of these, like the hard way, right? By kind of being some of the first people to do it. But now, you know, your audience, my audience, they get to learn from us, like from our mistakes, right? From the best practices that like we as an industry have developed over the past, I don't know. I mean, let's be generous to ourselves and say 10 years.
Yeah. So you guys at Future Stay, what you're kind of trying to do is professionalize what you guys are calling rentalpreneurs, or, you know, real estate investors. So I think that's a big important topic, because back when, let's not even talk about that kind of short-term rental, but like, you know, just vacation rentals and vacation towns where there's been these big property managers for decades and decades, the people who were doing it on their own without the use of a big property manager, a lot of times it was just like, oh, Aunt Susie's renting out her house and here's my cell phone number and I'll meet you with the key, and just not really professional. So I think that over the last 10 years, maybe really only like the last seven, six, there has been a big professionalization of the 1, 2, 3 owner host, three property owners and hosts. So I would like to hear about, you know, your experience with having a product to kind of help with that.
So I have to admit, right? And so this is something that like always, you know, gets me into rage mode. And this is not about you at all. Like, I think you're awesome, obviously. this is an industry challenge, right? I think there's a dichotomy in the short-term rental industry around the word professional. It's just literally about that word itself. And here's why I say that. And I'll answer your question in a second, because it's a great question. And that is why Future Stay exists, yes. But the dichotomy is around the fact that, and I'm just going to say this for the benefit of really myself, because I like to hear it and say it every day, but also for the benefit of anyone listening. I know you already know this because we've chatted about it. I know you knew it beforehand. 99% of short-term rentals are managed by what I like to call rentalpreneurs. What does that literally mean? I mean, someone, an individual who's using an STR or vacation rental, some kind of short-term rental property to build wealth for themselves. They're not running a business that is trying to grow employees and scale, right? They're not trying to scale to hundreds or thousands of rentals. In fact, if you look at Airbnb specifically, which is a nice kind of microcosm of the short-term rental industry, yes, they skew a bit more urban, they skew a bit younger, they skew a bit more new, and they do leave out some of those legacy, very large operators. But in general, you look at Airbnb, 99.4% of all hosts on Airbnb operate less than 20 listings. Less than 1% of all Airbnb hosts have 20 listings. Less than 1%, right? So when you talk about, when we as an industry use the word professional, we're often referring to businesses that are operating with standard operating procedures, that are scaling and looking to create efficiencies, that are managing dozens, hundreds, or in many cases, thousands of short-term rentals. That is not even the 1% in this industry. It's the 0.6%, right? So the word professional gets to me in a certain way because I think that, like, we as an industry have a tendency to say professional to mean both two things at the same time. One is a good guest experience. And then which is the great thing about it, right? A good guest experience, delivering consistency, delivering trust, all those great things that we all want as guests. And we also want as operators, we want to deliver good guest experiences and make a lot of money. But then also, I think we use the word professional, and sometimes it means big. It means big and established and strong with access to capital and access to scale and access to vendors and in the in crowd. And the reality is this industry is for and by the 99%, not for and by the 1% that have the 20 plus properties, right? So the word professional gets to me a little bit because I want to make sure everyone that's listening knows that you don't have to have 30, 40, 50, even 10 properties to be a real STR operator or manager, or to be a host, or to be a rentalpreneur. You do, the second you put your first property and hang up a shingle, you are now officially in the industry. You know, you go to the short-term shop, they're going to help you get it right. There's always room to improve. You know, Future State can help you improve, but you're already in the industry. You don't have to be big to be doing it right. So that was not the answer to your question, but that is that's something that I think is really,
I like
really
the segue though. Very important. Important information.
So the answer to your question is yes, Future State exists for really one purpose, one purpose only. We want to make it possible and accessible for anyone to build wealth through short-term rentals. We want to make that as easy as possible. And as a lifelong technologist, I know that, and I've served in my prior life before Future Stay, most of my clients were enterprise real estate companies. So companies like Brookfield Properties, right? The biggest top, like, you know, Fortune 10, Fortune 50 companies around the world that own and run the most real estate. The biggest difference when you see those big companies coming into an area and buying up all the strip malls and turning them into properties that are branded was that they had more access to capital and they had more access to technology. They weren't smarter. They didn't know the area better. They weren't treating their tenants better. They just had more resources and they could leverage them, right, to win those battles, those local battles. And I'm here in New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey and New York. And I mean, I'm looking at the landscape around me. It's all chain real estate. It's all chain stores. Well, what happened? The little guy lost. The little guy lost that battle. The mom and pops lost those battles on every single front because they didn't have access at the time when the internet was really starting to enable people to leverage technology and start selling on a broader scale. One of the main reasons I started Future Stay, besides the fact that I wanted people to stop showing up to my apartment with handfuls of cash from Craigslist, was that I wanted to make sure that we as a culture didn't lose this battle, that the average person that already owns most residential real estate doesn't lose the short-term rental battle and have that all consolidated in the favor of the few, the 1%, the 0.4% in our case, right? That can build and amass capital and use technology and leverage it to outcompete you or I that only has one or two or three or four or five listings and we're busy doing our day jobs. So Future State closes that gap by giving anyone the power to succeed in short-term rentals.
This episode is brought to you by Short-Term Rental Listing Advice. Join this Facebook group and post your listing to get advice from other hosts, including myself, on how you can improve your listing. Or just post your property so you can show off. Join us at strlistingadvice.com. That's strlistingadvice.com. This episode of The Short-Term Show has been brought to you by your friendly short-term shop real estate agent. We are hyper-local and totally dedicated to your success. Whether you want to buy your next short-term rental or sell the one you currently own, we would be honored to earn your business. We are in all of the best vacation markets in America. Find us at theshorttermshop.com. That's theshorttermshop.com. Brokered by EXP.
Well, all right. So I don't even know where to start to unpack all of that. So let's talk about this. So a lot of our listeners are newer to the short-term rental space. So most of our listeners are not going to be that less than 1% that has 20 properties, maybe a few, but probably not. So if somebody who's listening to this is thinking of buying their first short-term rental, like, who should those people be? I'm of the opinion it could be anybody, but I think that there's a lot of imposter syndrome when it comes to being a new real estate investor. So I would love to hear what you have to say about that.
I think you're 100% right. I think for any kind of entrepreneur, whether it's a rentalpreneur or a tech entrepreneur or whatever it is that you're doing, the two most important traits are number one, you need to have that persistence and grit, because you're going to get knocked around by it a lot, right? And the other is you need to know, be able to identify the things you don't know and either seek out tools or people to help, right? That's one reason why I love the short-term shop, because I know that's what you guys do. You kind of give people a path for the beginning of their journey so they can get started the right way. It's very easy to get started in short-term rentals, but it's very hard to do it in a way that protects you and your investment, right? There are a lot of bad decisions you can make at the beginning that get you started off wrong. So I think anyone can be a rentalpreneur. The most important thing is starting out right and doing all the research you can and working with the right people around you as you get started. Where I think FutureStay comes into this journey, and I'll be very specific about what we do here because I've been talking kind of generally, is FutureStay is great for a rentalpreneur that has just gotten started. They're maybe listed on, you know, one channel or two channels, distribution channels like Airbnb or Vrbo, which are great places to start getting your first guests, start getting your first bookings, build your processes in place so you know how to do turnovers. You have your cleaners, or you're looking to hire the right cleaners, and you know what you want them to do, to start understanding how to deal with guest communication. You got that basic loop in place. Now, what do you do next? What do you do from that step, right? You want more bookings, you want better profit margins, you want more consistency, you want to be more successful, you want to get closer to your goals of financial freedom, right? Do you just throw more properties into that mix? No, because you're not operating at peak efficiency yet. Get the thing that you're doing working right before adding more to it. And so that's what FutureStay does. When you're at that stage where you're saying, what do I do after Airbnb? Well, you're going to stay on Airbnb. It's a great source of bookings. But the next thing is, let's get your Airbnb listing to perform even better. Let's get you a free source of no commission direct bookings to your own direct booking website. And let's make sure all those things tie together. Those are the next steps in your pathway to success. Let's get you market data and pricing so that you can price appropriately, so you're never selling a day for less than it's worth. And you're also not leaving those days that are priced too high because there's not enough demand in the market. And you're making sure that you're automatically dropping prices on orphan days. Those sorts of things, which you are obviously very familiar with, which some of your listeners may be familiar with, how do you build those habits into your routine as a STR manager and operator when you have a full-time job? That's what FutureStay does. So FutureStay breaks down the process of being successful as a STR owner or rentalpreneur into 6-minute chunks. We actually call it the 6-minute money machine, right? FutureStay doesn't call itself that, but I like to refer to it as that because literally what it does is in 6 minutes, once a day, we're going to get you closer and closer and closer to your goals of building wealth with STR. You can onboard to FutureStay in 6 minutes. We'll grab your Airbnb listing because of our partnership with them. We can import that directly into FutureStay. And then in the next 6 minutes, we're going to set up your direct booking website. Yeah, that sounds insane that we're going to set up a website in 6 minutes, but that's literally how long it takes. It looks just as good, if not better, than your Airbnb listing or your Vrbo listing. It's great. It's at your own domain name. That doesn't even cost you anything. You can get all this done while you're still on your free trial. And if you say, I don't want to use FutureStay, I just want to keep the website, guess what? You can keep the website for free, right? And then, now you and I both know, you have a website, I have a website. Avery, what happens to your website when you launch it? This thing, no one goes to your website. No one knows your website exists, right? Everyone's like, get a direct booking website. Okay, and then what? The next thing do in 6 minutes is, right, yeah, what do you do? Now you do this. Now you got to do all these things to get people to get to the website, right? So the next thing FutureStay does is it helps people get to your website. It connects you to Google Vacation Rentals in 6 minutes, right? So now you're sitting on Google Vacation Rentals. You know, maybe some of your listeners probably know, others may not. Google Vacation Rentals has more short-term rentals listed on it than any other site in the world. More short-term rentals listed on it than Vrbo, than Expedia, than Airbnb even. It has all...
I didn't know that.
It's crazy, right? So this is it's like a little secret that no one knows, but it's now the most... It has the most short-term rentals over the past year they've amassed more short-term rentals than any other site. And the reason why is because Google is just like in any other industry, they index things, right? They search and they index. They're indexing the world's vacation rental industry. And so you can be listed on Google Vacation Rentals, but guess what? You're not bookable on Google Vacation Rentals unless you work with a partner like FutureStay. And so we put you on Google Vacation Rentals and make your listing bookable so people can find you. And they find your website and they can book you with a zero commission direct booking, right? So what happens next after that? Well, the next is your pricing rate. Okay, then we use AirDNA market data and smart rates to analyze your pricing, internally write rules for you so you're optimizing your inventory and your revenue management. All of these different things, and there are many more of them, but all these different things can all be done directly within one system of the FutureStay. We're not sending you out to a partner to go sign up over there and pay another X per month or figure out how to integrate two companies. When we send you a 6-minute mission, as I like to call it, you log into FutureStay and you get it done in 6 minutes. And you are now that much closer to your goals of success as a rentalpreneur. And that's really what FutureStay is all about. It's making sure that you can continue to operate your regular life, spend time with your family as you're getting closer to building the wealth that you want on short-term rentals.
Damn. Well, so this sounds like a really, really cool tool. And I'm definitely going to do some more research after this. But a tool in somebody's toolbox is only as good as the way that they use it. So what do you think? What do you think makes someone successful? So you guys have a lot of users. What do you see just quality-wise out of your users that makes them more successful than other ones?
So this is probably the most important question that you and I can discuss. And also, this has been kind of a life-defining question for me as the founder of FutureStay. I started FutureStay almost a decade ago, and we were one of the first property management systems in the short-term rental industry in what I like to call the second generation of tech, meaning not tech where they were going to come install a box in your resort, right? But tech that you could go sign up for online. And we built with other companies in our peer set, you know, you guys are probably familiar with some of those companies. We built what was the largest property management system for people that had one unit in the entire world. We were Airbnb, our legacy product, which I've now sunset, had the highest number of Airbnb connected software hosts of any product partner with Airbnb. We were the first partner of Google Vacation Rentals. We were Booking.com's first partner for sub 20 unit connectivity, meaning if you had less than 20 units and you wanted to list on Booking.com, we piloted that with Booking.com. We were Vrbo's pilot partner for sub 5 unit connectivity. This is going to sound crazy to people listening, but in 2018, if you had less than 5 units, you could not connect to Vrbo or HomeAway using software. You could list, but you were not allowed to use software. We worked with Vrbo and built a strategic partnership to change that. So we pioneered a lot of technology in the industry, making it possible for rentalpreneurs to leverage technology to win, because that's been my whole mission from the beginning. But guess what? So we built this big company. We won all these awards, everything from Skift Top Startup to VRMA, Vacation Rental Management Association, Innovator of the Year, Resort Development Association, Innovator of the Year. And the company almost failed. And the reason why is because we built every bell and whistle into the product, every single lever that a customer, that a rentalpreneur could use to let them find their own success. We gave them all the tools in the toolbox, just like you mentioned. And what we found out is when you give someone at the beginning of their journey an entire Home Depot full of tools, they don't know what to do with it, and they can end up hurting themselves. They can end up making the wrong decisions or just not making the right decisions. And you end up with chargebacks. You end up with non-performing properties. You end up with people that are left holding the bag when they run into fraudulent guests, right? Or damage, right? And doing that at scale of tens of thousands of users created a really big problem for us and obviously running the company, but it created a big problem for entrepreneurs. What we realized was we have to use the learnings that we've built over working with tens of thousands of customers, operating with really closely with all the big partners in the industry. We're in the room, having a seat at the table with these guys. How do we go back to our partners at Airbnb and Google and Booking and say, guys, we're actually giving too many of the wrong options to the rentalpreneur. We need to figure out a right way to make it safe for them to operate. They don't have an ops team. They don't have a customer success team. It's just Avery or it's just Phil running and trying to figure out what's going on with that guest when they're getting out of work at the end of the day, right? So how do we make this safe? And what we did was we built the entire platform over from scratch with the support of our partners. And we said, we're going to do this. We're going to do it the right way so that when you use Future Stay, there's only one outcome. You are going to be more successful with your STR. So what that literally means is some of this, you know, I'm not trying to just talk about the Future Stay product features. I want to talk about the actual steps that someone needs to take. But there's a right way to operate an STR. And one of those things is step number one, you cannot just list on one channel. If you're going to list, you got to do it on more than one channel. But that also doesn't mean you need to list on every channel under the sun. You always want to get the thing that you're doing right, correct, before moving on to the next. So if you're on Airbnb, figure out how to optimize your pricing, figure out how to optimize your listing so that it's building the right level of trust for guests and screening out the guests that you don't want before adding a direct booking website. Then when you're adding a direct booking website, make sure people are actually going to show up there. You know, one of the reasons why a lot of people that are on Airbnb don't want direct bookings, although most people kind of do, they get a little bit hesitant. And the reason why is Airbnb has a great product called AirCover. Well, AirCover doesn't cover you in all situations, but there's a trust that's built there that someone's got your back if there's a problem with the booking, right? You need to have that same level of trust on your own website too. And so that's something that we have built into our own websites. We have automated fraud screening. We have automated damage waivers that are built into every booking, so you're covered no matter what goes on with booking. But those are the sorts of things that as a rentalpreneur, you need to take those steps where you're protecting yourself at every single turn and you're following really a framework for success with your short-term rental. You're not just kind of going at it on your own. You have the right partners or you have the right tools to be successful.
Yeah, I really, really agree with a lot of what you said in terms of especially making sure that you have your systems and processes right before you go adding a bunch of properties. Because I think where a lot of people get caught up is they'll get one, maybe two properties. Let's say they're buying in a mountain market and then they're like, I want beach properties. I want ski properties. I want lake properties. And they start not only plugging in more properties, but more properties in other places that are going to require different teams to help run. And then they're trying to plug everything in to the same system, which can absolutely work if you already have your systems down and know what you're doing. But if you're kind of newer and you're trying to get all this started up in different markets within, you know, a year, that can be a little bit difficult. You're going to run into some snags. So I think it's really important. I want to highlight that you said to make sure that you have your systems down first before you start buying properties all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, to that point, right, I think one of the biggest mistakes that I see on being a technology front is I'll see someone that is not yet live on Airbnb, for example. They've never done any renting and they're out there building literally a professional grade tech stack. And they're like, I bought this enterprise PMS. It's $400 a month, right? I've plugged in this revenue management tool. I'm using this for my smart locks. I'm using this for this other part of my business. And I'm like, you don't even know if those things are going to work for you, right? You're trying to, you're putting the cart way, way before the horse. Like you got to get out there and market and you need to, I don't want to say start small, but start with something that's bite size. You know, I'm a big believer in the power of habits. I think that everyone knows the 10,000 hour, right? The 10,000 hour rule is that if someone does something for 10,000 hours, they can become an expert in it. That's the misunderstood version of the rule. The real version of the rule that when Malcolm Gladwell went back after the Outliers book and said, well, hold on a second, you know, I'm getting a lot of pushback on this. Let me do additional research. What they found was it wasn't just 10,000 hours of doing a thing. Otherwise, we'd all be F1 racers, right? We all drive for 10,000 hours during our life. It's 10,000 hours of deliberate practice where you are building habits that lead to success, not just doing. And so every single one of those things, like figuring out how to turn over your property, figuring out how to do analysis on the market before you purchase a new property, or when you're changing your pricing, those are the little habits that you have to build before you're ready to scale. Otherwise, you're just doing 10,000 hours and not knowing what you're doing, right? And you're not getting any better. You got to build and break those down into the little habits that turn it into success.
Right. You have to be intentional with that. Right. Well, guys, we're coming to the last three questions of the show. So I'm going to tell you how you can follow or sign up or get a hold of Philip here in a second. But first, we have a few questions. So first question, What advice would you give 20-year-old Phil if you knew then what you know now?
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is a tough one. I would tell 20-year-old Phil, you know, here's one of those things, right? It's the time travel paradox. If you went back in time and you told the person, you know, the thing that you know now, would they still have gone in the same pathway? I honestly think that, like, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life and I've done a lot of things right as well, Avery. I am really appreciative of the hard lessons that I've learned. And I think those lessons and the decisions that I've made have really helped shape me as an entrepreneur. And I think I've also helped shape the short-term rental industry a little bit, myself and a lot of my peers at companies at the same kind of stage and pace of future stay. So I would go back and I would just watch 20-year-old Phil and say, that's a lucky guy. I hope he makes it through.
Good advice. Good advice. I'm not sure, you know, if I was going to give myself advice that I would say anything to change my course either. I'm pretty happy with things. So that's good. Okay. Next one, kind of similar, is what advice would you give a new investor who's looking to buy a short-term, their first one, short-term rental this year? Which, for the listeners, if you're listening to this off in the future, we are in March of 2024. So real weird time in real estate. What do you say?
Yeah, this market is, you know, the only constant in it is change. There's so much happening that makes buying a challenge right now. And thankfully, there are multiple ways to get into the market. You don't always have to buy, although that is for most people the best way. For many people, I should say the best way to get into the market if you have the resources too, because you get to build wealth as you build income. What I would say is you're already doing the right thing. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already listening to Avery, who is an expert in helping you figure out when, where to buy, what to buy, right? I would then say the next step beyond that is, once you figure out what to buy, you need to figure out what your processes are going to look like. That doesn't mean go out and buy a tech stack full of 15 pieces of software, but it does mean have conversations with people like me, right? And other people in the industry who have software products that are tailored to the rentalpreneur segment. Don't go buy an enterprise piece of software without ever having operated a short-term rental. That's kind of like your first car being a semi-tractor trailer truck. You don't need it, and it's also not going to look cute in your high school parking lot. Right, like that's not the right vehicle for you for your first car. You know, I obviously I'm biased. I recommend Future Stay, but I think that there are other software products out there that you should be considering that are focused on rentalpreneurs, and make sure you're staying focused on rentalpreneurs and not buying enterprise software that's built for a big team. The third thing I'd recommend for those people is to remember that there's no single win button in STR. You're joining a $150 to $200 billion industry, you are becoming a rentalpreneur. You're taking a risk. It is, for many people, myself included, the right risk to take, and it's incredibly rewarding. But you have to take it seriously. You have to take it diligently, and you have to build the right habits that are going to help you succeed.
Also, great advice. And last question, what's your favorite book that's impacted your mindset?
So I was ready for this one. My favorite book, I actually just happen to have a copy right here, is Atomic Habits. I talked a bit about habit building, and that's something I believe in a lot throughout all of my life, not just specifically for business. A good example of that is, like, every morning, four days a week, I should say, not every morning, I wake up and I do a 5-minute workout. 5 minutes is not a lot of workout, right? I mean, people that are really into working out, they go to the gym and they're spending 2 hours there. And guess what? A month later, they stop and their gym membership is just ticking on and they're paying $50 a month and they're not going anymore. I did that a ton of times in my life, and I realized I'm not going to be able to make that time. What I can commit to is a micro habit. I can commit to the easiest, smallest thing. And that gateway habit allows me to give myself permission to keep doing it over and over and over again. You kind of you lock yourself into a loop of a trigger, a task, and then a reward afterwards. And that is what keeps me on track with things in my personal life and also with business. That's why with Future State, we've built in, when you hear me say things like, you know, 6-minute money machine, the reason why we call it that is because we literally give you these 6-minute tasks that help you form the habits to be successful as a rentalpreneur, like a 6-minute market review, where you're just going to look at this one data snapshot that we're going to send you for 6 minutes and take a look at whether or not you need to adjust your pricing. Right? We're not going to tell you to do that every day. We might tell you to do it once every other week, depending on where you are. But those little habits, building those into your life are really consequential. This book actually was given to me by an incredible property, professional property manager, enterprise property manager, Andreas, who is the founder and CEO of Romy. And you guys should look him up if you don't know him. But he's built a really incredible business, and he is a very down to earth and insightful guy who lives his life with a lot of discipline. And I think we can all learn a lot from adding more discipline and more habits. Good habits.
Well, can't we all? Yeah. All right. Well, Phil, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really, really great episode. If our listeners want to find you or Future Stay or learn more about either of those things, where can they do that?
The best place is to go to futurestay.com and sign up. It's free to sign up. And so if you sign up, I send every single person that signs up for Future Stay an email from my real email address. And so you can just respond to that email and book time to talk to me. Even if you don't want to use Future Stay, that's a great way to get in touch with me. And that way, you know, we'll be in touch. We can schedule a quick video call. And I love to hear people's stories as rentalpreneurs, right? So that's one way. Another is you can follow me on almost all socials. I am S. Philip Kennard. The S is for Sean. That's my government name, Sean Philip. And so you can find me at S, L-I-P. One L, K-E-N-N-A-R-D. And of course, we're on all socials at Future Stay. So LinkedIn, Future Stay, Instagram, Future Stay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Future Stay.
All right, cool. Well, thank you again so much for coming on. Great episode.
Avery, thanks so much for having me. Great talking with you.